This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. President Draupadi Murmu has given assent to the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, Viksit Bharat G-Ramji Bill 2025. The Parliament has passed the legislation during the recently concluded winter session. The Act seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. A statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. This is a significant push up from the 100 days period under the previous scheme. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has termed the Act as the next step forward for MNREGA, which is in favour of development and the poor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is working round the clock with farmers' interest as the top priority. The Prime Minister was speaking after laying the foundation stone of ammonia urea fertilizer project worth 10,601 crore rupees at Namrup in Dibrugarh, Assam yesterday. Mr. Modi said the nation's farmers and annadatas have a crucial role to play in building a developed India. He said farmer-friendly schemes are being extended to all.
Viksit Bharat ke nirman mein desh ke kisanon ki yahan ke annadataon ki bahut badi bhumika hai. Isliye hamari sarkar किसानों के हितों को सर्वोपरि रखते हुए दिन रात काम कर रही है. यहाँ आप सभी को किसान हितेशी योजनाओं का लाभ दिया जा रहा है. कृषि कल्याण की योजनाओं के बीच ये भी जरूरी है कि हमारे किसानों को खाद की निरंतर सप्लाई मिलती रहे. आने वाले समय में ये यूरिया कारखाना ये सुनिश्चित करेगा.
The Prime Minister emphasized the fertilizer plant in Namrup, in addition to catering to Assam's needs, will also serve neighboring states, reduce dependence on fertilizer imports and generate substantial employment opportunities. On the second day of his visit to Assam yesterday, the Prime Minister also interacted with students during a Pariksha Pe Charcha program aboard a cruise ship on the Brahmaputra River. Mr. Modi also visited the newly constructed Swahid Smarak Kshetra at Boragaon in Guwahati, built in memory of 860 martyrs of Assam movement, and paid tribute to the martyrs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed gratitude for the people of Arunachal Pradesh for the victory and the support for the politics of good governance in panchayat elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this win strengthens the resolve to keep working for the state's transformation. The Prime Minister appreciated the BJP karyakartas for working tirelessly among the people. The government has assured that there is no imminent threat to the Aravali ecology amidst misleading and alarmist claims being circulated. In a press release, the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change said that ongoing afforestation, eco-sensitive zone notifications and strict monitoring of mining and urban activities ensure that the Aravalis continue to serve as a natural heritage and ecological shield for the nation. Mentioning the Supreme Court's order, the ministry said, by defining Aravali Hills as any landform rising 100 meters or more above local relief along with their supporting slopes, the entire ecological unit is protected. The Mahayuti alliance of the BJP, Shiv Sena and NCP has swept the elections to 288 municipal councils and Nagar Panchayats by winning 207 posts of presidents of local bodies today, restricting the opposition Maha Vikas Agari to a collective tally of 44. In women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in the opening T20 international of the 5-match series in Visakhapatnam last night. India chased down the target of 122 runs set by Sri Lanka in 14.4 overs with the help of Jemima Rodrick's unbeaten 69 runs off 44 balls. And that's the end of this news bulletin.